The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Do, 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 do. Cue the theme for Twilight Zone. How many of you are old enough to remember the Twilight Zone? Remember that? Oh, I remember it. I love the Twilight Zone. And what about Outer Limits? Oh, yeah, I loved Outer Limits. Growing up, I loved science fiction and Twilight Zone, Outer Limits. And I never forget, I think it was the Twilight Zone, one of the most famous episodes. This guy was convicted of some horrible crime. I don't know whether it was murder or whatever. And they gave him a choice. He could either be executed here on Earth or he could be transported to another planet. And he would be the only inhabitant on that planet. Obviously, the planet had oxygen and all that stuff. And he could be transported to another planet and he could have whatever he wanted on that planet. But he'd have to stay there the rest of his life all alone. Well, he opted to go to another planet. And they said, okay, well, what do you want? The planet has food and water and all that. You don't have to worry about that. But what he says, I want a house filled with books. I love to read. I'll spend the rest of my life reading. I don't care if I'm all alone. I'm kind of antisocial anyway. And all I want is a house full of books. So they load up the rocket ship with this guy, and of course there's a crew on the rocket ship, and this guy and his books, thousands and thousands of books. And so they blast off, they go to the planet, and there is a house that's all waiting for him, and they unload the thousands and thousands and thousands of books. And the crew gets back on the spaceship, and they blast off. And the guy is standing there watching the rocket go off, and he's as happy as a lark. He's going to spend the rest of his life reading books. Oh, one important thing that I forgot to tell you. He had Coke bottle glasses. Terrible eyesight, and he had Coke bottle glasses. And as the rocket ship blasts off, never to be seen again, he steps on his only pair of glasses. Ew, the evil irony. I'll never forget that episode. It was one of the most famous. Anyway, most of you are going, why in the world is he talking about Outer Limits and Twilight Zone? What has happened to him? Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. Maybe you want to talk about old episodes of Twilight Zone or Outer Limits. Okay. And by the way, for years and years and years, I thought it was Rod Serling. It was years before I found out it was Rod Serling, not Sterling. All right. Now you know much more about that than you need to. All right. Why did I bring that up? Headline. Bombshell UFO report. U.S. military encounters UFOs every day that far exceeds our technical capabilities. That's a real headline. Now, hey, I've been looking into this whole UFO thing for years and years and years because it's always fascinated me. And then it kind of died down. And now today, if anybody talks about UFOs, everybody kind of snickers and goes, oh, no, they believe in UFOs. That's about to change. No, seriously. Let me read you a part of the story. An explosive report featured on CBS News 60 Minutes featured several former U.S. military officials who talked about what the U.S. government knows about unidentified aerial phenomenon, UAP, more commonly referred to as UFOs. The segment comes ahead of a report that the military is supposed to deliver to Congress next month. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said in a recent interview that the findings will shock people because, frankly, there are a lot more sightings than have been made public. All right, immediately some of you are thinking about Area 51 and, oh my goodness, New Mexico. What's the name? You're all yelling at the radio. Roswell. Roswell, New Mexico. And the little green men and all that. And, of course, there's a body at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base that was taken off a crashed UFO. Yeah, you know, all of that stuff, rumors and, you know, okay. The government is taking this seriously. Some of you may remember several years ago they did Operation Blue Book, an intense government investigation about UFOs, and it was never fully released to the public. Do you ever wonder why? Here are some quotes from the 60 Minutes segment. Lou Elizondo, former U.S. military official that led the U.S. government's effort to investigate UFOs, said, "Imagine a technology that can do 600 to 700 G-forces, that can fly at 13,000 miles an hour, that can evade radar, and that can fly through air and water, and possibly space." Remember what that says about water, and I'll come back to that. And, oh, by the way, has no obvious signs of propulsion, no wings, no control surfaces, and yet can still defy the natural effects of Earth's gravity. That is precisely what we're seeing. This is a military official. This is not some kook with a tinfoil hat on standing outside of Area 51. No, this is military. This is military. Imagine technology that can do 600 to 700 G-forces, can fly at 13,000 miles an hour, can evade radar, and can fly through air and water and possibly space, and, oh, by the way, has no obvious signs of propulsion, no wings, no control surfaces, and yet can defy the natural effects of Earth's gravity. That's precisely what we are seeing. And evidently, this is going to be part of the U.S. government report that is going to be released to Congress next month. We do not know how much will be given to the general public. Marco Rubio, not exactly a basket case. Marco Rubio has gone public and said, "We've got to take this very, very seriously." Ryan Graves, former Navy pilot lieutenant on how often the U.S. military encounters UFOs on the East Coast. And I quote, every day for at least a couple of years. Fascinating. And for me, here's the bottom line. UFOs are no longer something to giggle about. The U.S. government is taking this very serious, and they are saying that when this report is released next month, we're going to be shocked. Well, at least the people that have access to it. Again, it's going to be released to certain people in Congress. I have no idea how much is going to be released to the general public. Now, I got to take a break. I have had a theory about UFOs for about 47, 48 years. Now, I'm not going to give you my entire theory because you'll come and lock me up. No, I'm serious. If I gave you my entire theory, you'd probably never listen to me again. But what's fascinating, much of what I theorized about 48 years ago is being mentioned in this report.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right. Some of you are going to be angry with me because I'm just going to give you a little taste of my theory about UFOs. And I said I'm not going to tell you the whole theory because you'd want to lock me up. That's only partially true. It would take me a long, long time to lay the foundation for my little theory. Who they are, what they are, where they come from, why they're going here. And by the way, I do believe that UFOs exist. Now, I said that about 48 years ago. Joy and I were in Wichita, Kansas. We were in youth ministry, and we were working primarily with young adults, career and college kids, kids from Wichita State University and career and college kids, young adults. And we had this Bible discussion on Thursday nights, and we filled an entire church basement, a couple hundred kids gathered together every Thursday night for this wide open, and I mean wide open, Bible discussion. And several times we got on the whole thing of UFOs, and we sat around, looked at scripture, and I came up with a little theory, and I shared it with the young people because I had plenty of time to lay the foundation and lay it all out so they didn't think I was some kook, crackpot, whack job. Now, what's interesting is that when I did that, anybody who took UFOs seriously was just laughed at, scorned, you're some kind of nut job wearing a tin hat, you know, and so forth. I think there's something going on there. Well, now the U.S. government is taking this very seriously. Marco Rubio says, quote, anything that enters an airspace that's not supposed to be there is a threat. I want us to take this seriously. What? UFOs. A United States senator saying, hey, this is serious stuff. We need to look into this. The U.S. government is releasing a report next month that officials are saying is going to shock you. All right. Let me give you just a little tease about my theory, and then I'm going to go to the phones because I got Jim in Upper Arlington on the line. If you look at this seriously, it's not just UFOs, but UUOs. Underwater unidentified objects. And I don't know about today because I haven't looked at it in depth for several years. But years ago, I went through the reports, and there were as many or more UUOs cited as UFOs underwater. Now, if you were listening a few minutes ago, the government official that appeared on 60 Minutes said one of the things that amazes us, quote, they can evade radar, they can fly through air and water and possibly space. It was just last week or the week before last, something was viewed going an incredible amount of speed and suddenly disappeared in the water, was gone for a little bit, and then came out of the water. I predicted that 48 years ago, that there would be a water component, not just space. That was a part of my little theory, that whoever they are and whatever they are operate in the air and in space and under water. Now, I would imagine most people thought I was absolutely insane when I said those things 48 years ago. And then I'll just say this one other thing. And I don't expect this from the federal government, but there's a spiritual dimension to this. I know. I am convinced there is a spiritual dimension to this whole UFO, UUO phenomenon. I have no idea what's going to come out in this report next month, but I'm going to be fascinated to see it. And I'm holding to my little theory, and I will leave it at that. All right, let's go to the phones. I've got Jim in Upper Arlington on the line, and he wants to talk about UFOs in the Twilight Zone. Hey, Jim, welcome.
Refreshing floor greetings, Pastor Bob. Long time no talk to.
I know. I've missed you.
I listen to the podcast when I can, though. So you know why we're seeing more UFOs?
Why is that?
I blame Joe Biden. Yes, we're getting more illegal aliens.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you.
Hey, that was worth the wait on hold. It was.
Thank you. Hey, two Twilight Zones that absolutely affected me to this day. I don't remember the name of the
first
one.
Wait. I got to hear this, but I'm running out of time. The top of bottom of the hour break is controlled by the computer, and the music's going to start in about 5 seconds. Let me put you on hold because I'm dying to hear. Okay, I was a real fan of the No. I had a whole minute. I read the clock wrong. We have a whole minute.
That's okay. I'll go fast.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So the first one was. A backcountry guy has a dog, and they're fishing. The dog goes into the pond and doesn't come up, and the guy goes after him. Well, the next thing you know, he's out. They're both out walking around, and nobody seems to know that he's alive, and he finds out that he's dead. And so he goes off heading for who knows where, and some snazzy-looking guy tries to talk him into going where the party is, and the dog wouldn't have anything to do with it. And he wasn't going to go. The dog owner wasn't going to go where the dog didn't want to go. They were going to stick together. And it turns out, as they walked further down the path, they ran into St. Gabriel or something like that at the Golden Gate. And he said, "Oh, that was Satan trying to get you into hell." And
No kidding! I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, I got to tell you the next one.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold because the music has started. Hang on. Twilight Zone will continue.